Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let these words ring in your ears. For the wages of sin is death. It's a hard reality that we face, but it's a true reality. That's what makes it a reality. We are destined to die because of sin. The wages of sin is death. In our Old Testament lesson for today, we heard God's command. We heard that God had made man from the dust of the ground. He formed him, and he breathed life into his nostrils. He placed him in the middle of the garden, where he could eat of every tree in the whole garden, save one. Tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. But what does Adam do? He eats of the fruit of which God commanded him not to eat. And every person born since has been infected with the disease that is original sin. We are corrupt in our own nature because of Adam's fall, because of his failure to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, because of his failure to protect his wife, and ultimately by simply disobeying, by eating the fruit that God commanded him not to eat. His wife had been given an option. Am I going to believe God, whose word is very true to me, or am I going to believe this new serpent who has just spoken to me, saying that I will not die, but I will be like God? And of course, she decides she wants to be like God. And in turn, Adam does the same. And now we are all afflicted. We all have a disease that will ultimately take our life. For many of us, it is different diseases out there, but at the very heart of it, it is sin. Sin is the disease that corrupts our mortal flesh. It is the disease that makes our souls not want to belong to God. It is a disease that makes us enemies of Him, that makes us blind to Him, that makes us deaf to Him. Sin means death. And that's the boat all of us were in. Every single person since Adam's fall has been in this same boat, the boat that is sin. You are now, in your nature as fallen human beings, given the propensity to sin. But that's not the end of that verse, is it? For let me continue. Yes, it's true. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Every single person deserves to die. Every single person has failed God in ways known and unknown. And yet, God still looks at you and says, I love that person. I have sent my son to die in his stead. That's the gift that God has to give to you. That's the gift that has been placed to you in the waters of your holy baptism. That is the gift that was placed into the mouth of your mother or your father, your grandmother or grandfather, that proclaimed the name of Jesus to you, that read the stories to you, that opened that first story Bible and read of what God's love does. Read the story of the birth of a baby who had come to die for the sins of the world. Read the story of the God-man who in the flesh is nailed to a cross and suffers death for you. Of that same God-man who tears apart a tomb that cannot hold him back. Those stories are true, they are real, and they are the gift that God has to give. The wages of our sin is death. Layman, pastor, any other sort of station in your life, mother, father, government official, or simple plebe on the street, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And because of that, all of us deserve death. And yet Jesus Christ died for all of us. That's the gift of God. And in that gift of grace is eternal life. You see, if we were to put a scale out there, our sins, just naturally, by being conceived in sin, would already weigh us so far down that we would have no chance of earning heaven. But Jesus comes along and says, you can't earn it, but I have won it for you. Take the cost of this winning. It is not gold or silver, but by my precious blood, by my innocent suffering and death, I have paid all the cost for you to enter eternal life. In our gospel lesson for today, we have the feeding of the 4,000. And I don't want you to confuse this with the feeding of the 5,000. These are two distinct events. And that actually means a lot for us, because if you're like me, you have no Jewish blood in you. You are a Gentile through and through. But this story, this feeding of the 4,000, shows that Jesus has come, yes, first to the Jew, but also to the Gentile. Jesus feeds the whole house of Israel, and then he comes to the Gentiles to do it too. Jesus sees these people who have heard his message, who have followed him, who have come out of the wilderness of their sins, of their distractions, and says, I will give them food. I will nourish them. I will feed not only their bodies, but their souls. You see, this is not the Lord's Supper, but it definitely points us forward to it. And just as we, as mostly Gentiles gathered today, have come to hear the word of Jesus, to hear the fact that we don't earn it, we don't deserve it. In fact, the wages of our sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life, won for us by Jesus Christ. That's the word that you have come to hear today. That your sins are shackles that have been removed from you. But rather now you are slaves of righteousness in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit lives in you and desires to do the holy will of God, that his word may go out to all the nations. That's why we come. We come to be reminded of our need for that Savior, but then hear that wonderful message that Jesus Christ has won it for us. And that's the truth. To the Jew and to the Gentile. But now we don't have to focus on ourselves as Gentiles. We simply focus on ourselves as Christians. Jesus Christ has set us free. And we are free indeed, but now we are free not to live a life of sin, to live a life for him. You are surrounded by a wilderness. The wilderness of sin, a wilderness of corruption, a wilderness of lies and deceit and death and drudgery. And if that's all we ever focused on, you would become depressed just like that wilderness. But that's not all we focus on. Because we focus on why we exist. And that is to give praise to God Almighty. We exist to live a life for him, so that at the end of this life, we may have that joy. We do not live a life of praise here on earth, expecting everybody to fall down around us and say, hey, look, there goes a Christian. How great are they? They deserve our applause. No, that's not why we live. And we know that as this world keeps turning, and as the world corrupted further and further by sin continues going the way that it's going, that you will be mocked for your faith. You will be jeered for your faith. And they will want you to die just as they wanted Christ to die. And that's okay. Because even if they can kill our bodies, they cannot take our souls. We trust in God. We know that this life is not what it's all about, that this life is such a short amount of time in comparison to the eternity that we wait for. So we will not live by their lies. We will live by the truth that is Jesus Christ. The truth that sets free our chains. The truth that sets free the death and the drudgery and all of the wickedness of this world. Jesus comes this very day to feed you. That you might be nourished by his word. That you might be reminded that you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and that you have been made whiter than snow. And even the fact that Jesus Christ will come to us today, he will give us his body and blood for us poor sinners to eat and to drink so that we might receive the forgiveness in a real, tangible way. Jesus came to the Jew, he came to the Gentile, and he comes to you, dear church, dear Christian, to feed you. Don't look at the wilderness. Don't look at the death. Look to the life. Look to the truth. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The church sings, all who confess Christ's holy name, give God the praise and glory. Let all who know his power proclaim aloud the wondrous story. Cast every idol from its throne, for God is God and he alone. To God all praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.